Where do you search for meditation? Where do you search for an inner awareness? Where do you search for the divine? In the sky or in a cave? In your heart or in your mind? Where do you search for who you really are? This is a question we all ask ourselves many times. This is a question we all ask ourselves whenever we feel panicky or whenever we feel that we are facing some very great circumstances that demand our deepest, most sincere attention. And where do we search? In the sky or in a cave? Do we go into the inner realms of our being, our heart, and say, I am peace, all is in divine order? Or do we look into the sky and see the divine, beholding the divine in the sky, and saying, all is peace, all is divine? Or do we talk to others? Do we share with our friends and say with them what our problems are and what our circumstances are and what our needs are? Or do we quietly go to that peace within us, neither cave nor sky? It's the allness, the oneness. Do we quietly go to that center of our being and say, all is in divine order? And as we go to that center of our divine being and say, all is in divine order, we have nothing in our mind what we want to be divine order. We just know we want peace and balance. We have nothing in our mind that says what it is that is going to be all in divine order, that is going to be functioning in its perfect, wonderful way. We don't say anything about it. Because the minute we say something about it, we put our attention on the problem. We say, my body is in divine order now. And then we are aware that our body is not in divine order. We say, the world is at peace. Harmony and peace dwell in my world. And we are not experiencing harmony and peace. You say, well, what can we do? What can we do? Well, we go back to Emerson's wonderful statement, get your loaded nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. And when we get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits, we stop trying to tell the divine in us, which knows all and is all. We stop trying to tell the divine how to do its business. Now, the business of the divine is to be in right order. The business of the divine is to be our original purity and integrity. The original of the divine in us is to be the highest and best that we can possibly be. Now, are we wise enough to tell the divine in us how it is to reveal that to us? Are we wise enough to look at a little child and say, oh, your arms are growing just fine, your legs are growing fine, your mind is opening up to infinite wisdom and all these good things? We say, but that's what we say to our children. That's unfortunate, but that's what we say. Now, you and I are unable to say anything without having a picture wrapped around it. We cannot say sky without thinking of sky. We cannot say rain without thinking of rain. And as we think of rain, are we thinking of lots of rain or just the right amount of rain? Or are we thinking of moisture in the air and moisture in the soil and moisture making everything perfectly in harmony? Can we outthink the divine? Can we outguess the divine? Can we know what the divine in us is and how it's going to function? Can we know what it's going to be in a child? Not very well. All we do is look on in amazement as we see the child revealing its divine self. We look on in amazement as ourselves, at ourselves indeed, as we see ourselves revealing the divine within. As we see the sparkle in our eye, as we see the function of our eye, that it can see and take in vision and have that vision be understood in our thought. And looking at an ocean, we see a body of water. Looking at the sky, we see clouds passing by, perhaps. But whatever it is, when we can recognize that all is in divine order, is perhaps the most powerful, wonderful statement we could ever make about ourselves or anything else in our life. The most powerful, wonderful statement that we could make about any experience that we could ever choose to have or know. Are we willing to be so definite with ourselves? In other words, to build up a habit, an attitude in ourselves of letting go and letting the divine in us be us? Can we build that habit in us of letting the divine in us be us? Can we? We have not given the divine much of a chance up to now. It's gotten through because it is our reality, and we cannot deny it. But think how wonderful it would be if we could start encouraging, supporting, revealing, expecting the divine to be the divine in us, and it is our only direction, our only source, our only revelation. Wouldn't it be grand to be able to think at all times, all is in divine order? Wouldn't it be wonderful to think at all times and know at all times that there is only one order in this universe, and that is the spiritual reality of all things, the divine order? Are we willing to recognize that all is in divine order, and that is the greatest order that could ever be? That order includes everything, everything concerning anything, and everything concerning anything all of the time. Well, that's really who we are, and that's really what we are. But are we ready now to let that divine self of ourself be the only category under which we think all things? The divine self thinks car, perfect car, ideal car. House, perfect house, ideal house. Body, perfect body, ideal body. Friends, perfect friends, ideal friends. All ideal. All ideal. All wonderful. All fulfilled in every glorious way. And when we begin to recognize these things as that, glorious in every wonderful way, then what happens to us is we live a life of peace. We're not chasing rainbows. We're not chasing ideals and dreams. We are the ideal, that dream fulfilled. We are the rainbow itself over all. We are the peace that passeth all understanding. We are. And how glorious to be the very thing that we would devoutly wish in our heart and soul. And as we recognize all is in divine order now, then there is no searching, no seeking, no wishing, no wanting, no looking anywhere for that which already exists. But we dwell in that which already exists, and we live in that which already exists, and we say, it is done. It is wonderfully done. It is positively done. It is fantastically done, and it is done now. Oh, we would like health. We would like wealth. We would like relationships. We would like all these things we would like. And they exist right now in us. And we don't even know it. They exist right now in us, and we're unaware of them. And the reason that we're unaware of them is that we are saying to ourselves, they do not exist in our life right now. We're saying to ourselves, I wish, I want, I would like it to be so. Instead of saying to ourselves, it is done now. I am peace now. I am abundance now. I live in my ideal body now. I am fantastic now. But the thing is, the more that we say that, the more that we're searching all these attitudes and all these platitudes and all these wishes, yes, all these wishes and wants. And truly, what we want to do is to say, it is done. All is in divine order now. All is fulfilled now. Not what is fulfilled, not that which we desire or seek for, but it is fulfilled now. It is done now. And all is in divine order right now. Build this habit in you. Build this attitude in you. Have this reality be your reality, and you and I will walk the same path of the ideal self right now. It is done now. All is in divine order right now. And as we say, all is in divine order right now, then the next step is to just enjoy, delight, live in that divine order, live in that wholeness, that happiness, that goodness right now, and enjoy all that it has to be for you and for me, because it's ours right now. You are all in divine order right now. I am in divine order right now. And that's all that matters. Have a wonderful day. Have a divine order day. And let go and let the divine in you be revealed through you as you under all circumstances. Because that's all that really matters, isn't it? That's all that ever really matters to any of us. Because we have put the cause in motion of all being in divine order, and we get the results. All is in divine order now.